What's going on, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Duality Podcast, where our motto is living comfortably uncomfortable. My name is Ian Perez, joined by Jonathan Mercado, Victor Rivera, and Chris Zora. We're four ordinary dudes with extraordinary dreams. Jonathan, what's up, my man?
What's up, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode where we go from the inside out, we turn our dreams into reality, we stop all the wishing, and we start taking action. And today is going to be an actionable podcast today. There's going to be some big action items happening. And so this is what we wanted to come up here and we want to discuss about a quick topic. Victor, what's the topic? You have the phrase. I don't have the phrase.
When it's okay to step away.
Yeah, when's it okay to step away?
Yeah, there's sometimes there's seasons where, you know, you need to be laser focused on something and you have to kind of prioritize some things. And for that season, because it's going to give you that yield the biggest return, right? And sometimes you got to say hey no to something, but you're going to say yes to something bigger, right? So
yeah,
that's kind of our topic today.
So the topic is a little awkward, just because this topic is we are breaking up the podcast.
Why?
Temporarily. We're going to be on a break.
Hiatus.
From Friends. Hiatus. Like for the movie. Yeah, hiatus. We're on a break. I need to ask Chris, though, is it cool if you see other people on this break? Because I don't want to be on a break. When you come at me and throw it in my face, I just need to double check.
So, yeah, but you said,
a new podcast with some three other dudes.
I'm going to make like 10, like 100 accounts and just shit on it. Bad comment after bad comment.
I asked Chris because Chris really was fighting hard to keep the podcast going. And so he's the stage five clinger, but all with great intentions. And I just want to be sure it's okay with Chris, you know, before we actually break up, let him know that it's not you, Chris. It's me. It was me, guys. If you are wondering, I just in a different season, like, you know, Victor alluded to, guys, we all go through seasons. We all have priorities change, right? Family matters change, business change, definitely goals change, right? And so you have to know when to say no, when where to put your time, because you want to get the most amount of return back with the time you put in. And I'm in a season right now, and I spoke to the fellas here. I spoke to everybody here that the season I'm in, priorities have shifted. And this is a self-development podcast, and I'm always going to self-develop. I self-develop every single day. It's never going to change. And I wanted to do with these four dudes or three dudes next to me. There is not a fourth guy, Chris. There's not another guy.
Why are you like making me?
There's not another guy.
So since you bring it up, Chris, you're out. We got another guy. Sorry. That's just how it has to go.
But yeah, so to be quite frank and very clear and direct with you guys, you know, me and Chris, Christopher Columbus here, are in a season of real estate of purchasing property in Chicago. And I feel like, you know, we've hit a lot of, we've been in a 5-month roadblock of just a season where, you know, there's a lot of frustration. We're not really moving the boat. What we actually are, we're learning a shit ton during this journey, but we really need to reinvest our time and be purposeful and not let this year go past without having one to two to three properties, like literally. And so all our focus is in is zoning on real estate. We got to get a property. That is my number one priority, is property. And that's where, you know, the time has shifted. Me and Chris will be meeting on Zoom. Me and Chris will be, you know, working with other teams, trying to figure out how can we get this theme rolling, because, you know, it's not a time to be messing around no more. 2022 is the year where it's actionable and it's time to get focused and laser focused. And, you know, doing what we learned from this podcast is you just got to do one thing and do it to your best ability. And you're going to go into that season and other things you have to say no to. And it's not about selfish whatsoever, right? We're all here to follow our dreams, our passions, this big thing that we're chasing, which we're using self-development to use. And so I wanted to explain to the fellas, you know, how'd y'all feel when I tried to announce the breakup? Did it come off selfish, or did y'all understand that, you know, the dream and the all that stuff that comes as a priority. Like God put me on this earth to do one thing, and he gave me this dream. And so I'm following that dream, right? So I'm loyal to every single one of you guys, but I'm loyal to the dream first and priority and family, right? That's going to push that need to fall forward. So I want to hear from you guys, like mindset wise, before you heard that topic about, did everybody listen to Eric Thomas about the topic about loyalty?
Yeah.
Now,
before that topic came out, what'd y'all think? And then what'd y'all think after the topic?
I'm missing the question.
Was I being a jackass when I was trying to break up with you guys? Is that like,
it's 100%.
No. Came off a little selfish, right?
No. So, I mean, I think it's all based on personality, and I'm a very compassionate guy. I'm very understanding. So when I see a brother of mine, I wouldn't say struggling, but in a season to where he needs to step away, I'm completely understanding of it. And that's not to say we couldn't keep the podcast going without you. And we definitely could. It obviously wouldn't be the same, but for me, we came into this as a team and we're leaving it as a brotherhood. And I would rather it stop. And it's kind of selfish on my part, in all honesty, to stop the whole thing rather than keep going without one of my brothers. So that's initially it was like, I mean, obviously I'm like, I'm not surprised this dude wants to make it all about him, but jokes aside, I completely understood, you know, where you were at. So,
yeah.
Yeah. On my part, like my initial thought was,
what'd I do wrong?
Like, no,
am I not good enough?
Like I was kind of talking to Ian about this before the podcast actually started. Like my initial thought was we were finally starting to get a little bit of a momentum going. And like, we were starting to pick up followers a little quicker. And I saw that we were improving, but when I like actually was thinking about it, I was like, even before you mentioned what to do with that extra time, I was already thinking first thing off my, like, we need to use that time to focus more on the business. And then you kind of talk, like when you talked to me, like that was your mindset on it too. Like we've all grown obviously from this podcast, like while doing this podcast, but we haven't grown as much as we anticipated. And this podcast takes time to do. It takes time to research the stuff. It takes time to film. It takes time for Ian to edit. And we can be utilizing that time to focus on our bigger purposes that we have in life right now. So I think in the long run, it will probably do us all better to take this break.
Yeah.
Big. Yeah. I'm with you guys. So kind of what you guys said, definitely. Seeing, you know, Jonathan, you know, his perspective. And then, also with me, it was a little bit of frustration with like the state of where I was with my long-term goals, which is also kind of what, you know, Jonathan and Chris are doing. They're kind of ahead of the game as far as that. But it's really setting myself up to, you know, start investing on, you know, properties and things like that. My path's a little different. But I want to take those actionable steps to make it happen. I feel last year was a lot of like more theory and planning, right? But a lot of the things I didn't accomplish, not even close, right? I learned a lot. I invest a lot in myself, knowledge wise. I kind of know the steps to take, but not the actual steps. And it's be real, like in this game, real estate investment, you know, you need that capital. Right. There's no ways around it. Like you got to get it, but you need certain things to be in play or in a row in order to get to that next level. Right. And so for me, it was like, man, I need that time as well. Like we'll have families, we'll have like crazy, sometimes chaotic, you know, moments. And, you know, that 1 hour or actually really 3 hours that kind of that we put into this researching, you know, stuff like that, getting, you know, Grady for the podcast. And be honest as well, this something that for me was, hey, if we're going to do something, we need to take it to the next level. But man, that means more time invested, right? More time invested to take it to that next level. And really, we're at a moment in time where we either invest a lot more time on this podcast, or we invest a lot more time and effort, same effort and dedication into like the beauty guys business, for example, or me getting into real estate investment, starting those actions, or Ian, he really wants to get into, you know, photography and really make those things happen. So readjust our focus and energy on that, because long term, that's going to give us, right, get us closer to that, you know, goals that we want. And so for me, it was just, you know, I didn't think it was selfish. I didn't think it was, you know, something that, you know, felt like, oh no, you know, type of thing. It was more like, hey, I understand, we're actually almost on the same page. So it wasn't that, you know, wasn't that hard.
So just to make it clear what Victor said, he stole it right out of me. Just another perspective of thinking about it is when you're coming across a decision, right? The amount of return, and you're coming from a guys that are dogs. Like, you know, we're very competitive. We want to do great at everything we absolutely do. But if we would have kept this podcast, what we found out, and I think most people kind of struggle if they're being in the entrepreneurship world, is you are either doing two things. You're working in your business or you're working on your business. In your business is the day-to-day actions just to make this thing run, right? Researching, jumping on Zoom and talking about it is being in the business, right? We're just doing it. It's not going to cause growth. It's just going to cause this thing to keep the boat running, keep the lights on. And in order for us to be extremely great at growing the podcast, that means investing more time, how to be better podcasters, how to get our edits up, how do I get our marketing strategies up? How do we put income into this? How do we grow, really grow on a bigger scale so that way we can reach a certain amount of people? That's working on the business, is the actual growth, right? And in order for us to do that, we had to put a lot of time and energy into that. So we had two options. Do we continue to change, put all our personal businesses aside and really grow this podcast, investing time, doing some more research, taking some courses and reading more books about how to grow a business with podcasting? Or are we going to take this time and use it for your personal goals? So that way, you know, what happened was at 2021, the end of the year, we came across, we look at all our goals and there's a lot of shit that didn't get accomplished. A lot. And that's called evaluation. And so this year we have to make adjustments and we got to lean in and you got to choose too. I tell trainers all the time when they have a full-time job and a part-time job with entrepreneurship and they don't know when to make the change. Well, when you hit that 50-50 and you're both just stalling, you're both just moving here, you got to be willing to go all in, right? If you can't do two things, you can't do 100% at two things. You got to make the decision to go all in. And at this point in season in our lives, we have to make the decision to go all in into these personal goals. So that way at the end of the year, there's some actually big ass steps. And maybe once we hit those big ass steps, you can come back up here and we can talk about experience. You can really talk about that growth and how we can get you to that next level as well. But this is a big lesson learned. It's no regret, baby. It's all development. It's all learning. The past year has been phenomenal growth with every single one of us. I'll never take it back. There's no bad decision. There's always opportunities to learn. And that's exactly what we did.
Yeah. And to be honest, I think there's a lot of people that follow us that probably don't even tell us. I know a couple of people that listen to us. So we definitely, you know, impacted, you know, some people. We changed their perspective and they're starting to pursue, you know, some of their goals that they want to pursue. So I think it's a win when I think Ian said that even if we, you know, impacted one person's life, that's a win right there. I think on that aspect as well is that, you know, we have made a difference on some level on some people's lives. And that's great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's go ahead and start this breakup. You want to play cue the music?
Oh.
Bending the ears,
so what do you Vic, want?
Vic, what do you want? Do I get Jonathan every other Saturday? Or is it every third Saturday of the month?
Every third Saturday, man. Every third Saturday. No, wait, Chris, you had to. No, never mind. Hold
gets
on.
Me, Chris gets me once a week. Chris gets me once a week. He has it.
I got him right Thursdays. Now, fellas.
I got him on Thursdays.
I don't mind doing a duo date with Ian and Vic.
Nah, I'm selfish, dog. Sorry.
No trouble.
No, sir.
But we are on a break. It's not official. I mean, eventually, once we get things moving and rolling and, you know, seasons change, shit changes, we can be able to reprioritize, reshift and remove and really make this podcast what it should be. And we got to honor the podcast and us going 50, right? We were doing 50% of the business. We weren't doing the other 50. We're not honoring it. And when you don't honor it, you got to be honest with yourself and you got to be able to make that decision. Yes or no. And if it's no, get out and refocus and reshift.
100%.
Yeah, no, 100%. Exactly. Hey man, it's a great journey. It was a great was a year and 2 months. Most people don't even make it like this long.
No, for sure. They do like a couple seasons and they're out.
Yeah. So yeah,
a couple episodes, yep.
Yeah. But I definitely think we have, you know, the it to make things like this happen. But like I said, this is a season where we need to refocus on something else that's gonna yield us more return at this moment. And then once we're getting in that, when this season is over, once the grind is done, like we can come back and be like, hey, this is us again here, badder and better.
With my Lambo on the back. Literally, exactly. Just gonna be like right there.
Right there. Because I was thinking that, like, when we're the other day,
Lambo,
like,
oh, right there.
Next time you guys see me, I'll be in my Lambo. I'll be recording from inside the
from
Lambo.
From inside the Lambo.
Has a built-in camera, Zoom, and everything.
So, oh, no, the camera's going to be outside. You'll just be seeing.
Oh, okay. So we are replay. We're not leaving each other, guys. We are still holding accountability group every 6 weeks. So we're not leaving each other. We're still going to be popping up, meeting in person, and really holding each other accountable to our goals every 6 weeks. So if you're not operating at a high level, any one of us, we got to figure out why. We got to figure out a solution. We got to be able to move forward. So that's going to be our main focus. Is you got to have follow through. You got to have accountability. You got to have those goals set, written out, and actionable items, so that when you show up 6 weeks from now, we got to be able to see, did this plan work? Yes or no? If not, let's make some adjustments, and then we can keep moving forward. And I think that's a solid ass plan. And that's how you accomplish goals, one piece at a time, with accountability and follow through.
Let's go. I'm fired up right now. I'm just talking about it.
I'm going to go cry for a little bit and then I get fired up.
And I just wanted to thank all the supporters too. Yeah. I don't know if you guys realize this, but we have supporters in Korea and like Germany and England, along with the like parts of the US. So like we're international. And I appreciate everyone that has listened to us, especially like every episode, like that's stuck with us through this year. And I speak for all of us when I say we're very grateful that you guys were there to listen to us, and hopefully we made an impact on you guys.
Yeah. Much appreciated.
Hey, big shout out to our wives as well for letting us do this.
Yeah.
Big shout out to them.
With families and evening time routines, like right now it's bedtime routine that I skipped that on.
You can't hear because his mic's that good, but there's yelling in the background, like the house is burning down basically.
Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, Ian, get us out of here. Make this breakup smooth.
It's not a breakup, we're just chilling.
We're on a break.
You were born to be single. Great, so go and do it. As always, thanks for joining us today. Until next time, peace and love.